I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And we're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, we are parents who game and gamers who parent. We have two kids, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And this is episode 113, folks. And as usual, we usually start with updates on our life and parenting in the past week. So I'll pass the mic over to Kevin.
Yeah, so this week I did something new that I have never done before.
And that's thanks to me.
Yeah, well, and a few people, but yeah, definitely including you. But this Tuesday, so actually the day this episode comes out, here in the U.S., it's Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, early voting's been going on for the last few weeks, and so I voted for the first time ever at 33 years old. So, won't get into the specifics, obviously, but that was like a new experience for me of going in and, you know, to the polls and voting, and that was a different kind of experience. I've never done that before, so.
And I say thanks to me, it's because I am the one who registered you as a voter, right?
Yes, that was you. And that was 6 years ago or something.
I know,
and
it was so long ago, yeah.
And it still hadn't until now, so.
Well, better late than never, I would say.
Yes.
I personally can't vote yet, so.
So if you're thinking about voting, you should get out there and cast your vote and let your voice be heard.
Because every vote matters.
Yep.
And then, of course, it was Halloween last week.
Yes, coming off of a bunch of frightful events or Halloween-esque events.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks, right?
I know. So here, this is the end of it, right? We're wrapping up Halloween.
In the 113th episode.
Yes. And so on Halloween Day, Faith School, her preschool, had a trunk or treat.
Which is a smaller scale version of what Dylan had in the previous week, right?
Way smaller scale. Yeah. Even this year compared to last, because we went to the same event last year, and it seems like there was a lot less
trunks.
Yeah, a lot less people participating this time, which was okay because, you know, it's the Halloween day, so it's you're going to have a lot going on later on.
Yeah.
You know, and if anything, you kind of wrap up at the trunk or treat faster and then just kind of move on to trick or treating.
True.
So, but yeah, trunk or treat, just got to see some of the people that brought out and decorated their cars and gave out some candy. The fire department came by with a fire truck, which they do that every year. That's really cool because, you know, the kids get to go inside the fire truck. They get to take pictures of them on the inside and in front of the truck is really cool.
Indeed.
And they have goodie bags and stuff with, they had these pretend play fireman hats, you know?
Mm-hmm. That glows in the dark.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And not only that, they had the police show up.
Mm-hmm. With a trunk full of goodies too.
no one was in trouble or getting arrested or anything like that. They just, you know, brought a special police car for a trunk or treat thing, which was cool. The kids got, you know, some cool stuff from there.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, it was on to trick-or-treating from there. So, went back home, got everyone in their costumes. It's me and you, because the kids were already dressed up.
Yeah, well, the kids, I was dressed up too for the trunk-or-treat. Just you. Well, the kids had to have their dinner before they go out trick-or-treating.
Yep, before they have any candy.
Mm-hmm. So, that was basically the whole Halloween shebang. But the best part of it this year is that we didn't even get to do the whole neighborhood. The kids got tired.
They did. which they normally do. They're usually like wanting to go home at a certain point.
I know, but
I don't remember that as a kid. For me, it was like, I want to stop trick-or-treating when like everyone's gone home and like people aren't answering the door anymore.
Yeah, but I think having the trunk-or-treat right before trick-or-treating kind of like satisfied them already in a way.
Yeah.
But Dylan was sick that day too, so he was more, you know, like ready to go home. Because it was really hot. This is Texas, y'all. Like, fall is not really fall yet. During Halloween, we were, like, super sweaty and it was humid. I know it rained that morning, but somehow in the evening, that's just, like, a wake-up call for all the mosquitoes and...
Yeah, so that's right. Halloween day, it was, like, raining that entire day. Mm-hmm. Like, up until, I guess, the whole, like, morning and early afternoon.
Yeah.
And then... It didn't rain while we were outside trick-or-treating, but it was so humid.
It was so humid.
And mosquitoes were everywhere.
The mosquitoes were out trick-or-treating, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's probably like the best day of the year for mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Like you come out on Halloween day when everyone's outside.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the mosquitoes trick-or-treat or Thanksgiving for them. They're just feasting away on our blood, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it's not like you can dress with like lots of, you know, layers or like, you know, you don't like, I feel like Halloween here is still so warm. I usually want to go with like lighter clothing, right? Shorts, stuff like that. But then you just get eaten by mosquitoes. So
I have an excuse to wear less on Halloween here because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's the weather, Kevin. Don't blame me. Anyways, yeah, well, as I mentioned, Dylan was sick like right on that day of Halloween, but he didn't want to miss out, obviously, so we were pushing it. And so, yeah, this whole weekend we were just trying to recover, help him recover.
Yeah, so this weekend has been a lot of Dylan being sick. Thankfully, he's been the only one so far, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
We missed a soccer game. He missed a birthday party. And...
Oh, I know we said in the previous episode that it was the last soccer game. But in the middle of the week, we found out that we made it to the semifinals. He made it to the semifinals. His team.
Yeah, we didn't even know that, like, when we won the game, right?
Yeah,
we didn't. It wasn't until, like, a few days before the next game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the semifinals that he missed. And he was sad to miss it because in the last season, he did not get to the semifinals, right? And he was bummed out. But thankfully, the team won again this time round. So hopefully, he'll be well enough for the upcoming weekend for the finals.
Yes, that's right. So this will should be the last game no matter what.
Yes.
And hopefully, we win. But we'll see.
But even if we don't, we'll be like second, right?
I guess. Something like that. That's how I'm figuring it.
Yeah. Well, either ways, I'm excited. But yeah, he was sick. He missed a birthday party. And I get to bring Faith to that birthday party. It was at a trampoline park. Yeah. And it was cool. She did not go on the trampoline park part at all because it seems like there were bigger kids jumping around there. It's huge, right? So she was just sticking to the whole jungle gym area for the children. And it was cool. And one part of it where it had like this screen and there was either fishes or animals or cakes that like go from left to right of the screen. I don't know. Like they're going past the screen. And then she used the ball pit ball to throw at the stuff.
That looked really cool. So you took you sent a picture of it and... I didn't know exactly what was going on from the picture, but I was hoping it was that. So it was like a screen, and it was kind of like a items on like a conveyor belt, right?
Yes, yes, on a conveyor
and like
belt.
They're moving left to right, and you throw like the ball pit ball at the screen, and if it hits the item, whatever, like you get points, or how does that work?
You get points. You get points, and there were like many kinds of items too, like. It could be one scene where it's a guy fishing, so you're like throwing balls at a fish. And another scene is dinosaurs, so you're just like knocking all the dinosaurs and there's the boss dinosaur. Or there's a cake on a conveyor belt and you just keep throwing and get as many cakes as you can. And there's also whack-a-mole.
That's cool.
I Yeah, there were so many versions of that game. I was impressed.
Wow, that's a really cool idea to go along with, like, a ball pit, right? Because they can just play in the ball pit, and, like, that's a lot of fun by itself. Mm-hmm. But now also add technology to it, and there's, like, a screen that basically makes it into, like, a video game where you're having to throw the ball pit balls at the screen to play.
Yeah, and then Faye found a way around it. Instead of throwing the ball, she pick up a ball, walk right up to the screen, and start using the ball to hit on the screen, you know, where the picture is, and it counts.
Atta girl. I know. Get those points, whatever it takes.
Yeah. She was just like, just knocking on it repeatedly, and yeah, racking those points.
There you go. That's how you get on the scoreboard.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. I didn't even think of that. I was like, that's cheating.
That's funny.
Oh, and speaking of a fun weekend, I also made time for some me time. And I went out with a bunch of women. Our church had this event called Women's Night. And it's only once a year event. So it's like that one night where all the women in the church gather and fellowship together.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how iron sharpens iron kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I was fighting to not go, but thankfully Kevin is very
pushy.
Not pushy, like God-centric. I don't know. Like you emphasize that I have to go. I really had all the reasons, like a million reasons to not go. I kept telling Kevin, like, it's too far. And then my friend, who happened to be also very God-centric, she's like, I can drive you, and. Then it was rainy, and she's like, you don't have to worry, I'm still driving. And then Dylan is sick, and I'm like, no, I should be here. But Kevin's like, no, I got it, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, crazy sick. He's coughing. And anyways, it wasn't too bad, according to Kevin. He could handle Dylan. What was the other excuses I was trying to use? I was thinking of a million reasons, but thankfully for Kevin and my friend... I made it to the Women's Night, and I had a blast. I received the word that I needed from God, and I fellowship with amazing women.
And you made friends, right?
Oh, I made a couple friends. Yes. Extroverts. Why not, right?
Just like you.
And I also had cotton candy, you know, not the kind that we always get in store, which is like in a container. I do not like that kind of cotton candy. This one is like they actually made it for you there and like at a carnival.
Yeah, I think the best part about cotton candy is just watching it be made.
Yes.
That's like the coolest part, but I don't like cotton candy that much.
Really? I think that's the best invention ever. Anyways, I was happy. And there was a dance floor. There was photo booths, of course. There's actually putt-putt, but because it was like too rainy and thunderstormy, they didn't set it up for the putt-putt. There's desserts bar. There's food trucks. And then there was a night of worship. And then we have a service. The pastor was great. She was from Minnesota, I think. But yeah, it was... I'm glad I went. Really glad I went.
Good. I'm glad that you had a chance to go and were willing to go.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. He knew me. He knew an extrovert needed that.
Yeah. Well, each week we like to share the funny stories of things that our kids say and do. And this last week we had... So Dylan and Faith were playing with each other. And I think this is when you were gone.
Yeah.
At that same event.
And the Women Night event. Yeah.
Yeah. And... earlier that day, I had to put Dylan in timeout, but this is not about that. He got in trouble for something and had to go timeout. And later, during that day, he and Faith were playing, and I think she did something that he didn't want her to do. And he was like, Faith, you need to go to timeout.
And she agreed?
And she was like, okay, I'll go to timeout, like, you know, just for fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the corner, and... I hear this going on, and I'm like, Dylan's not supposed to put Faith in timeout. Like, that's not how this works, right? So I go out there, and then I definitely get the sense that, like, they're just playing. They're just, like, for fun. And I make sure to tell Faith, like, you're not really in timeout. You're not in trouble. Like, if you guys want to do this timeout thing for fun, you know, okay, but just know you're not in trouble. Like, you're not in timeout. You can come out anytime. And she's like, okay, we're just pretending. And then another thing that I do is I'll set a timer for timeouts.
Yeah.
Right? So, because I know, like, oh, it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however long they're supposed to be in timeout. And then if they come out or do something they're not supposed to do, then I add time to the timer.
Yeah.
Right? Usually just, like, another minute or something.
Uh-huh.
And so Dylan knows this. And he has faith in timeout and their pretend timeout. And he sets a timer with Alexa also.
Because he knows how to do that.
Yeah. And he tells Faith, like, hey, if you come out, if you play with something or do whatever, he's going to add time. And I kind of go back to working on whatever I was doing, but, like, just kind of listening to them some. And I hear him adding time to Alexa. And, like, I have to cut their play time short because it was bath time.
Yeah.
And then later I noticed on the timer, it was still going for, like, 45 minutes. So, like, he had added so much time to it that she would have had to been in timeout for, like, what probably would have been, like, an hour at that point.
That's funny.
It was, like, poor Faith. Like, Dylan's going to be a rough parent one day.
That's funny. I like how they copy whatever we say or do.
It's a good thing, but could also be a scary thing at times.
Yeah. And another funny thing that happened just tonight before we recorded was we were putting Faith to bed and she has this Minnie Mouse doll that, you know, when you press the hand, it's like there's a button on the hand inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you press it, then she'll start talking. So while we were tucking her to bed, you know, like the doll was just sitting there away from us and it suddenly said, hello there, I'm Minnie Mouse, you know.
Yeah.
And both, like, we thought it was funny. We knew maybe, you know, the battery is something wrong. But Faith was so afraid. She was like, who pressed that? Why did it talk? You know? And then you came out to get her pacifier. And on my way in to say goodnight to her, I heard, how do you do? Yeah. And she was like, Mommy, Minnie Mouse is talking to me. And I'm like, no, you're imagining it. And she was so mad. She was like, no, I didn't. She actually, like, stood up on her bed and, like, told me to take that thing away from this room.
Yeah. You see, even kids know dolls aren't supposed to do things on their own.
I know. I thought it was funny because it's like, it's just after Halloween, you know? And
yeah.
I don't know if she kind of, like, put one and one together, and she was still not like satisfied. We took the doll out of her room, and then after like a few seconds, like 30 seconds, we heard her cry, like scream, calling for you, right?
Yeah.
And you walk in, and what did she tell you? To put the doll in the...
Yeah, so she was still worried. She was worried that the Minnie Mouse doll was going to come back into her room, first of all, right? And I was like, well, it's just broken. I was trying to explain to her like how the dolls work, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to only make sounds when someone presses the button, but sometimes they break and they talk more often than they should.
Uh-huh.
Right? But like, obviously that doesn't work on a four-year-old like you would think. And so like she was like, well, I want you to take the batteries out and throw the batteries away and then throw the Minnie Mouse away.
Yeah, but in the trash can outside the house. Yeah,
and she said, throw it in the trash can that's outside the house, like not the one inside the house.
The funny thing is she has never once watched a horror movie. You know, like these are the things that you learn if you watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like the doll, you put it somewhere else and it reappears there.
Like she's afraid of, like, if I brought that back to her, she would be afraid of it now. Like, even though it's not doing anything.
Or... I know. I already have some pranks in mind.
No.
But I thought it was funny. Anyways, I won't prank her, but I just thought it was funny that for a four-year-old to imagine all that in her head. She has a vivid imagination. I gotta give her that, right?
Yeah.
So for her to imagine all that happening, it's kind of impressive.
Yeah, and I was telling her, like, don't worry. Like, we'll leave the Minnie Mouse will stay in our room, right? So that we'll keep an eye on it, make sure it doesn't go back to her room like she was worried about. And then she was like, make sure you shut your door. And then she told me to lock our door,
that
too.
That is funny.
So that the doll can't get back to her room.
Yep. Yeah. So, yep. This is the episode where we hear about this haunted Minnie Mouse. But, yeah. that is what happened this past week. We still have a ton of candy because Dylan is not feeling well. We have kept it away from him.
Our kids don't really, like, they don't think about how they have candy that needs to be eaten up, you know? Like, every once in a while they will be like, oh, I want candy, and we'll usually give them, like, one piece at a time.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they just, like, forget they have it. You know, mm-hmm. and it's sitting in the pantry somewhere or something. So it feels like it takes a long time for them to eat up candy.
We still have candy from Easter.
Yeah. See, that's my point.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad it's
It's good. They don't eat too much candy.
Yeah. But it's bad because then you'll eat it, right?
If it goes unchecked, yeah.
Okay, so now shall we move on to the gaming
of this week? That's it for life. So mm-hmm. let's move on to gaming. So earlier today, I got to play some with Dylan while you guys were at the birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just him and I, and I convinced him to try Pikmin again.
Oh, I need to get back on that.
Yeah, so we talked about Pikmin probably a month or two ago quite a bit as we were playing through it. And I had briefly mentioned the co-op mode that they have in Pikmin 4, and I didn't really get to try it too much, and I kind of explained you're basically just throwing pebbles as like the second player, and that's all you can do. And you don't actually have a character that you control or anything. You just like move this aimer around and you're throwing rocks at things.
So is that what Dylan did?
No, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
So, which it kind of worked in our case, because the part that Dylan struggles with the most is the combat.
Uh-huh.
Because he gets afraid, like he doesn't know what to do.
So with you there,
he panics kind of. So like with me, like I can damage things when he kind of does whatever, and the enemies will still die at some point.
So is your rock like super strong then?
It's not super strong. Like I could probably do like as much damage as the Pikmin.
Okay then.
So like
that's not too bad.
Yeah, like he's not gonna completely like get destroyed, because I'll be able to kill things pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of helped, and he has, like, no problem, like, charging into battle, knowing that, like, I'm hitting things, you know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't get worried, whereas, like, before, he'd be like, oh, there's an enemy over there. Like,
I know, and then he wouldn't move.
I guess I can't go that way.
I know.
And then, like, if he has nowhere to go, he's like, all right, I guess I'm done with this game.
I'll just stay here.
Can't go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll stay here and read the menu.
I guess when the developers made that game, they had someone like Dylan.
Maybe, yeah. So I kind of want to just like pretend I'm doing stuff, but not do anything, and like have him win battles all on his own
until he figures that out when he's older, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but he actually got a lot further. We played for probably a couple hours earlier today.
So you played his file?
Yeah, his file.
Okay.
Yep, and he did like all the moving around and like all the gathering, and I literally just damaged enemies when he was, you know, when he found them, basically. And yeah, so he got way further than he would have like just playing by himself, and honestly, I wasn't even doing that much.
Okay, maybe you need to play with me now.
A lot of it's just like in his head, you know?
Okay, maybe you need to play with me now. I'm scared.
No. Yeah, I think he got further than you now, I want to say. Maybe.
I don't even remember where I was
in that game. But yeah, he was doing good. And hopefully we can pick it up again sometime soon. But mm-hmm. we only got a little bit of time in this week on that game.
Yeah.
But we have also been playing We Are Warriors.
You
or
mean
at least
you
I
have.
Me and yeah. Dylan have.
Dylan has? I don't remember seeing him play it.
He did some with me earlier. But he saw me playing it and he's like, I want you to help me on my file.
Aww.
So we got the iPad and we're playing it some on his a little bit. But I am now on timeline 36, I think.
Wow. So last time I think you said you were 29. But that was still progress.
Yeah, so I'm still going. There's nothing else really for me to unlock. You know, I'm just like upgrading things, continuing along the talent tree.
Yeah, I know you have talent tree and heroes and stuff.
Yeah, there's the boss battles and the zombie battles.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's still a lot that I can do, but like, there's no like new pages for me to unlock or anything.
Okay.
So, I don't know, it's okay. I'm still having some fun with it.
And so, as you know, Dylan likes to watch the walkthroughs of We Are Warriors on YouTube. And while he was watching that, he saw a walkthrough of this game called Dino Bash, and he wanted me to download it. And I look at it and I try to download it. And I actually like Dino Bash. So now I'm playing it for him. And we're like level 46. No, 50. And it's almost the same as We Are Warriors. There's fruit production. Yeah. And then you make your dinos. And you're fighting against cavemen who's trying to destroy your egg.
Yeah, it's like dinosaurs versus cavemen. And you get to be the dinosaurs, which is kind of cool. And you can like, after each battle, you get like currency of some kind, coins or something, and then you can upgrade your dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And they, you know, have better stats and stuff, and you can unlock new dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some are defensive, some are offensive,
some are long range.
You know, do different things. Yeah.
Yeah. So that game was actually really fun to me. So now we have another mobile game called Dino Bash.
I don't think I will get into that one because I feel like I get plenty of that from We Are Warriors.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like, it doesn't seem as mobile friendly because like you have to like move the camera, like swipe left and right to like constantly look where you need to go. I feel like it's way better for like an iPad or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's the game that Dylan and I are playing right now during the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, still going strong on Fruit Merch. And Dino Bash, I have stopped We Are Warriors for the time being.
Good for you. Good for you. More for me.
Yes. And as usual, we mentioned Tower Song. We have played that on stream.
We've been playing that for a couple of weeks now. We streamed it the last two Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to, we'll probably stream it again this Tuesday if we don't beat it before then.
Yes.
So come check it out on a stream one of these days.
Yes. But we will not get into it because we would like to review it once we're done with it, which I think we're pretty close. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, probably one more week. So hopefully next week we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And the last game that I've been playing this week is, it's a new game. So it's called Bizarre.
Is this a computer or mobile?
It's a computer game.
Ooh, nice.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if they make it available on mobile at some point. And it actually just went into beta, and this game was actually not on my radar at all. I had a close friend of mine basically reach out and say, like, hey, this game just came into beta. It's really fun, and I have a beta key for you to try it. And so I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I'll check it out with you. Like, it sounds kind of fun. And so I started playing it a couple of days ago, and I like can't stop thinking about it. Like when I'm not playing it, it's a lot of fun. It is it's a roguelike, and you pick what character you want to do each run as, and then you go through like you pick like an item you want to start off with, and like a skill, which is basically like a passive, and then you're building your board and you're auto battling against other players and other NPCs.
Oh, interesting.
And when you beat them, you kind of get like more gold, and you have to get 10 wins against other players to like win the round, and then you get, you know, rewards based on how well you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you lose too many battles, then you lose your run and you have to start over from the beginning.
Okay.
And there are tons of different items and weapons and tools and all kinds of different things that you are picking from, like from various like shops to like build your board.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels a lot like Hearthstone's Battlegrounds because, you know, you're buying and selling things, you're upgrading things, you're trying to maximize the space on your board and like in your hand, and you're trying to get the strongest board so that you can beat your next opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to fight your opponent, everything happens automatically.
Okay.
Which is really cool. Everything has like different cooldowns, and it's really cool because like you can see those cooldowns happening. Like it shows you as things are basically charging up to attack.
Yeah. So it's a strategy thing.
It's definitely like strategy, but it's also like a lot of it is just, some of it's luck based on what cards you get, but then also, you know, certain things will proc.
Sounds like your kind of game, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of synergy, which I always talk about. I like strategy games that you have to find synergies and like, oh, this card would go really well with this card. You know, I'll put those together, try these and see how it works. And it's very much like that, like probably even more so than Hearthstone, to be honest.
Okay, cool.
But I'm having a lot of fun with it. There's definitely some balance issues that hopefully they address. But literally, I think the beta started like 4 days ago, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it has not been out very long. So I probably should cut them some slack. But there are definitely some balance issues.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
Yeah, so, but I'm still playing it. I'm trying to unlock the other characters in the game as really the only thing I can do right now. But I'm sure they'll add more when as the game, you know, gets closer to like its actual release.
Yep. Yep.
Which I don't even know when it's supposed to be, because this game was not even on my radar. I just started playing it, so I need to look stuff up.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, that's it for the games we're playing. We can jump into the new game releases for this week.
Yep, let's do that.
Which are Dragon Age, The Veilguard on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered on PC and PS5, Redacted on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Shadows of the Damned, Hello Remastered on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Formagia on Switch, and Metal Slug Tactics on PC and all consoles.
Any of that stood out to you?
I didn't know they were doing a Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered, which that's the game that came before Horizon Forbidden West that I'm still playing.
The one that would probably make you realize who every person is.
Yes, because playing Forbidden West, like, I don't know what's going on.
You have the amnesia problem, like.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think I have it in me to, like, go play this new remastered version of the game before and then finishing Forbidden West, but it's interesting to know that it's there. I didn't even know they were making that. What about you?
Nope, none of it. So I can move on to Game Pass games?
Sure.
All right. So new on Game Pass this past week is Dead Island 2 on PC, Metal Slug Tactics on console and PC, and that's a day one release, StarCraft Remastered on PC, as well as StarCraft 2 on PC.
That's cool. So as a Blizzard fan, seeing StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft 2 going to Game Pass, although I already own StarCraft 2, but cool to know it's over there now as well.
Yeah.
Well, now I could get you to play that with me. And
true.
Because you didn't have it.
True. All these backlog games.
I know, there's too much going on. So that's it for Game Pass games. Let's walk through where people can find us over on Twitch for our weekly live streams that happen every Tuesday night around 9 p.m. Central Standard Time over at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
Or you could find us on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast, as well as on our YouTube channel, where there would be audio versions of this podcast at Gamer Parents Podcast on YouTube.
Or over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Give us a like, comment, follow, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would highly appreciate that.
The best place to come and hang out with us throughout the week would be the Discord server, where we're talking about life and games all week long.
And the link to that can be found in our episode description down below.
So click there, get Discord if you don't already, and jump in and join the community.
Yes. But that is it for episode 113. It is in the books now.
Yes, it is.
Catch you in the next one.
Bye.